Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I know one thing. There's no chance I'm taking the Pittsburgh Steelers tonight with any of my slots in Thursday Night Football. Joe O, Sammy P, thanks for hanging out. If you're watching us on X, we are here weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern, BetMGM Network, BetMGMNetwork.com. That takes you to the Odyssey app, or you can always watch YouTube and Twitch. The BetMGM Network page, make sure you subscribe. Our YouTube videos have been popping. We had an early look on Survivor early in the week that we posted that a lot of people have been checking out, and we want to revisit it, give our official stances on where we are in Survivor this week for week number 7. All right, Sam, there are three games that are north of a touchdown on the point spread. Three games. That is not where I want to start. I want to start with the others. Like, if you're going somewhere else, because I found myself going through this list, I'm like, No. It took me a while until I found a game that I like for Survivor that is not less than a touchdown. I'm going to throw these games at you. Kind of rapid fire, quick thoughts. 6.5, Green Bay at Arizona, yes or no?
Who's playing quarterback for Arizona?
I'm guessing Brissett, but I have no idea right now.
If it's Brissett, I'm out. If it's Kyler, Green Bay.
Ooh, okay. I'm off that game. I want to take Green Bay at home. I think there are enough other options. Are you with me? Thursday Night Football, division matchup, Flacco the dog, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati.
Pass.
Yep, agree. Monday Night Football, Detroit 5.5 against Baker and the Bucks.
I talked to John Murray last night. We'll talk to him again today. They are expecting the public to be all over the dog there.
Yep. But would you take Detroit and Survivor? I wouldn't. I just don't want to go against Baker when I don't have to.
I think you want to save Detroit because that's a Thanksgiving team and just see what happens. I mean, look, Thanksgiving is a ways away. There could be, you know, copious injuries on the other side on Green Bay. Isn't that the game, Detroit, Green Bay on Thanksgiving?
I
know people always want to save teams for Thanksgiving, and then you get to Thanksgiving and, oh, three of the quarterbacks are hurt. So, again, I'm not good at Survivor. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
But I think Detroit is a team that you may want to just pocket just in case things go south for Green Bay.
I'll probably bet Detroit this week. There's no chance I'm taking them in Survivor, if that makes any sense. A third game with a point spread of 5.5. Chicago, 5.5 against New Orleans.
I don't think the Saints are going to win, so that means the Saints are going to win.
Oh, I like it. Yeah. If I had to, the argument for Chicago is when else are you going to take them? They're a team that's maybe in the middle, and I don't know that there are any other spots. The other one that stands out is week 15 against Cleveland. That's a possibility, but outside of that, there are no other spots to take Chicago. Okay, so I have not said yes on any point spread that is under a touchdown. I go to 3.5 Seattle. No. I go to Rams -3 against Jacksonville in London. No, I finally found one. If you're looking to like gain some ground maybe, or you think it's going to be a crazy week, or you have multiple spots, I was looking at Cleveland against Miami.
Oh, man. See, now you're thinking like I think. This is why I get knocked out by October every year. There's so many big numbers on the board, and you find a game line 2, right? You're like, oh, that's a good spot. See, if I was still alive, which I'll never make it far in Survivor, I have to defer to other people, as I've learned over the years. If you were looking to gamble on Survivor, Philly at Minnesota.
Oh, no way.
What do you mean, no way? Oh, you'll put Carolina or Cleveland?
Because Minnesota's winning. That's why.
I don't think so, man. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Oh, that's interesting.
Very funny that you give me Cleveland, and then I say Philly, and you go, no way.
No way. I'm out on them.
Got it.
But the majority, if not all of my Survivor spots, are going to be focused at the very top for good reason. There's a reason that these are the highest point spreads. The number one point spread of the week is Kansas City minus 13 against Vegas. It is a divisional matchup. You do have future value. Week 16, the Chiefs play at Tennessee. Week 18, they play Vegas again, that time on the road. Vegas at home. I guess if there's any pause, the one thing that you would point out is the Raiders have won outright twice in recent years as 11-point dogs against the Chiefs. But they play twice every year. But we have seen it a couple of times where the Raiders get it done. I don't think this is the group to get it done, Sam. I mean, how many? Geno has 10 INTs already this year. Come on.
You've got 13 bullets left. How many are you going to use on KC?
All right. I've got KC used in some of them. 3, 4, 5. I've used KC in 5.
Right? Is it couples 2, few is 3, some is 4?
Yeah. So I've got KC available in an 8. I'd say most of them I'll have KC because I've used them.
And then New England in a handful as well?
New England. So for me, Denver, I only have them available in 1 out of 13. So they're not really much of an option against the Giants. I mean, this is where I'm focusing. So Kansas City, the reason is obvious. New England, I like New England a lot. And we're just asking them to win the Vrabel game. Are you concerned at all that it is the Patriots' third straight road game?
No, their focus and their intensity in this game is going to be so high because if there's one thing we've learned about this crew, they love their coach. And that's a big deal in this league. You could tell early, maybe not early because the Patriots won week one last year against the Bengals, but you could tell mid-October that they were already tooting out Jerod Mayo. You could just tell. It was like, what does this guy know? What is he doing? This energy around Vrabel, it feels so real. And you know that he's been waiting all season for this game. Now, some would say they're pedestaling the wrong game against the wrong team, and maybe that could backfire. Do we really think the Titans are going to beat the Patriots? I don't. But look, Drake May, it's very rare that a second-year quarterback gets better game after game after game after game and doesn't have a dud. Like, there's going to be a Drake May dud eventually. It just doesn't feel like this is a good spot for it to happen.
I agree with everything you said. I've also heard people say, well, are you sure you want to use New England here? Because next week is tougher, and next week New England gets Cleveland. You're right. To your point about a Drake May dud coming, if I could say that fast, isn't next week the spot? You just finished 3 road games, emotional game this week, tough defense in Cleveland. I think that would be the spot that trips you up if you save New England for Cleveland next week.
They're going to lose eventually. Yeah. I think it's crazy to think the Patriots are going to go 12-5 or 13-4. Mm-hmm. Maybe they do, and prove me wrong, but
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. you're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I told you about my buddy who's a big Titans guy. He bet the look-ahead number when it was New England minus six. This is 10 days ago, 11 days ago. And then the Titans fired Callahan. And he texted me, I'm getting off the game. And I said, why? And he said, it's just a lot different now. And that's just one person's opinion. But he was saying New England was going to win by 30 with Vrabel against Callahan. And then Callahan gets the boot, and he's not trying to bet the game anymore. I thought that was interesting, but maybe there's something there. I don't know.
Mike McCoy, I ain't scared. Give me Vrabel. Give me Vrabel with that revenge. Yeah, I know you
I
do.
Agree.
I know.
It's not like Vrabel's mad at Callahan. He's mad at the franchise.
Yes, yes. So we know Evan Abrams does great work. And I was curious what he had on fired coach bumps. And so I took a look. And he said in the last 20 years, what you typically see is, okay, with the old coach, those teams that fire in season, they're 36% ATS. With the new coach, the quote bump is 48% ATS. So, yeah, it's a little better sometimes, and it's a little bit less than a coin flip. So that's not something that's going to make me get off the game. Like, look, Callahan was fired because Cam Ward couldn't stop turning the ball over. That's part of the reason. He had three more turnovers last week. Is it Callahan's fault that he lost two fumbles? He's an awful coach. Couldn't cover the spread to save his life. 419 ATS. But a lot of it was because they didn't like the direction of the rookie quarterback or lack of development that we were seeing. So I'm not scared. Mike McCoy, this guy hasn't done it in like 10 years, man. I'm fine. I'm not aborting mission. So Kansas City, New England, like our first look early this week. So check that out. We're going to always post that on YouTube, and we'll make sure we get it in the show at some point, but we'll have a first look and then we break it down on Thursday. And I'm still there, Sam. I'm still in the same spot. I'm going KC, New England. For those that have Denver, do you agree with that? Are you scared of that? The Giants have played better. You're going to a tough road environment with a rookie quarterback in Dart. And, you know, the Giants have a little bit of momentum here. Dart's 2-1 as a starter.
I don't really like the concussion boys, though, on the road at Denver. I don't think it's a great spot for them. It's been a really fun shift from Russell Wilson and Tracy to Dart and Scadaboo. But this defense is so legit. I just have my concerns. I think Benito and company are going to be very fine. Sertan's going to lock down whoever their number one receiver is. We know they're shorthanded at wide receiver because of the injuries. I think Denver's going to win. I mean, that's not a hot take. Let me give you the projections from Survivor Atlas. Very strong account on X. New England, 32%. Kansas City, 26%. Chicago 16.
Wow. New England most popular. Chicago. No, that's abort mission. No chance.
Good, better, best. Good, better, best.
Can't wait for the Saints to win with Rattler at Soldier Field. Joe O, Sammy P, Andy Molitor on the other side, the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.